Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Para sa milyong-milyong nagtatrabaho sa Australia, hindi boss o kumpanyang nagbabago ng kanilang sahod, kundi ang Fair Work Commission ang nagdedesisyon. Ito ang annual wage review na nagtatakda ng award wages para sa mga minimum payable wage para sa bawat trabaho at industriya. Mula 1 ng Hulyo, tataas ito ng 3.75% ang award wages at minimum wage. Ayon kay Workplace Relations Minister Tony Burke, tagumpay ito para sa mga manggagawa.
What this means is 2.6 million Australians who are reliant on the award system get to see their pay go up. It means the minimum wage continues on the trajectory that's happened since we came to office.
Sinabi ni Fair Work Commissioner Justice Adam Hatcher na pangunahing konsiderasyon ng komisyon ang cost of living crisis.
In determining this level of increase, a primary consideration has been the cost of living pressures that modern award-reliant employees, particularly those who are low-paid and live in low-income households, continue to experience. This is notwithstanding that inflation is considerably lower than it was at the time of last year's review.
Isa sa bawat limang manggagawa sa Australia ay nasa award wage. Dagdag ni Commissioner Hatcher, ang pagtaas na ito ay nakalinya sa iba pang sahod at hindi nito inaasahan na makakaapekto sa inflation.
The increase of 3.75% which we have determined is broadly in line with forecast wages growth across the economy in 2024 and will only make a modest contribution to the total amount of wages growth this year. We consider therefore that this increase is consistent with the forecast return of the inflation rate to below 3% in 2025.
Bilang bahagi ng proseso ng wage review, humingi ng proposal ang komisyon sa iba't ibang ahensya ng gobyerno at iba pang stakeholders. Isinulong ng federal na gobyerno ang pagtaas kaakibat ng inflation, habang nais naman ng Australian Council of Trade Unions ng 5% pagtaas. 2% naman ang inihain ng Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Ayon kay ACCI CEO na si Andrew McKellar, hamon sa mga negosyante ang mataas na wage hike.
This tests the limits of what's acceptable from a business point of view. It will do little to take further inflationary pressure out of the economy, and that was our objective. We think that the most effective way to take pressure off the cost of living is get inflation down, get it back into that 2-3% target range that the Reserve Bank is pursuing, that will enable interest rates to come down quicker. That's the most effective way to take pressure off the cost of living and the cost of doing business from here.
Sinabi din ni Fair Work Commissioner Hatcher na kinonsidera nila ang Stage 3 tax cuts.
We have also taken into account that modern award-reliant employees will shortly receive the benefit of the Stage 3 tax cuts and the budget cost of living measures, which are projected to increase real household disposable incomes over the next 12 months.
Inaasahan din ni Minister Burke na titingnan ng komisyon ang nasabing tapyas sa buwis.
Fair Work Commission will always look at all the impacts across the economy. You can't expect them to do anything else. But some of the business groups and some of the commentators said those tax cuts should be in place of a wage increase. Some argued that those tax cuts should be an excuse for wages to fall. And the Commission didn't accept that argument. What the Commission has decided is you get a wage increase and you get the tax cuts and you get the cost of living relief. That's exactly what the government hoped for.
Mas mataas ang naging wage increase noong nakarang taon ng 2023 kung saan naitala ito sa 5.75% sa mga award rates at 8.6% naman sa national minimum wage. Pero para kay ACTU Secretary Sally McManus, sapat ng pagtaas ngayong taon.
The ACTU, the union movement, would have liked to have seen a bigger increase. Having said that, any day that working people get a pay increase, any day working people go forward in terms of a real pay increase is a good day.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Rania Yalo para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, TJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
Share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.